was within a furlong of Edinburgh town, in the rosy time of the year, when the grass was down. Bonny Jockey, blithe and gay, said to Jenny, making hay, "Let's fit a little deer and prattle, 'tis a sultry day." He long had courted the black-browed maid, but Jockey was a wag and would ne'er consent to wed, which made her pish and foo and cry, "It will not do. I cannot, will not buckle to." He told her marriage was grown a mere joke, and that no one wedded now but the scoundrel folk. "Yet, my dear, you should prevail, but I know not what I ail. I shall dream of clogs and silly dogs with bottles at their tails. But I'll give the gloves and a bonne grace to wear, and a pretty filly foal to ride out and take the air. If thou ne'er will pish and foo and cry out, it shall not do. I cannot, will not buckle to." "That you give me trinkets," cried she, "I believe, but what in return must your poor Jenny give? When my maiden treasure's gone, I must gang to London town, and roar and rant and patch and paint and kiss for half a crown. Eat drunken bully oblige for pay, and earn a hated living an odious fulsome way. No, no, it ne'er shall do, for a wife I'll be to you, or I cannot, will not buckle to." "Ne'er was I so courted in all my life before. You will stop young Jenny's breath if you kiss me any more. Fie upon you, lad, forbear, you're a silly maiden snare. By your fooling so, then let me go, or your locks I tear. You are uncivil, I must be coy. Till wedded there's no loon shall my maidenhead enjoy." Then did she pish and foo, and cried, "It ne'er will do. I cannot, will not buckle to." Psyche, lad, as Jockey young lasses would embrace, who can sing them pleasant sonnets and dances with a grace. On the pleasant rural plain, do not then my suit disdain. From thy charming eyes love arrows flies, which renews my pain. Love's fresh encounter he then renewed. She cried out, "Fie, oh fie, good faith, use muckle rude." Then did she pish and foo, and cried, "It ne'er will do. I cannot, will not buckle to." "If you mean to marry, I'se freely be your bride. Then at pleasure you may have what is otherwise denied. Ne'er a loon in all the land shall have me at his command, nor my maidenhead until I wed. Take away your hand, or else I will cry and rend the sky, for I will married be, or else a maid I'll die." Then did she pish and foo, and cried, "It ne'er will do. I cannot, will not buckle to."